Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From what you've been hearing, or maybe know, maybe have an inside scoop, what is the status of marijuana legislation in New York State? Are you hopeful that something will go through before the end of session?
Yeah, so we are still very hopeful about New York's legalization of marijuana, first and foremost because we know that the majority of New Yorkers support legalization for a number of reasons, the health and wellness benefits, some of the social justice and restorative opportunities in the communities that have been most devastated by the marijuana being prohibited, and of course, some of the economic benefits to the state. So right now, we are pretty confident that the governor and legislative bodies will come to some sort of an agreement. Their sessions have come down to the wire before, so this is not something unusual. Right now, we are just kind of staying very focused on what our plan has been from the beginning, which is really educating the community, making an impact from day one, and being prepared regardless of which way the legislature goes.
Okay, kind of going off of that, if nothing does go through, what will be the status of Flora Buffalo? Is it something that you guys are committed to, or will you start looking elsewhere?
Flora is committed to the city of Buffalo. So, you know, this is a deal that has been talked about and been in place for a while. We are committed to our strategic partners. And we also, just from our experience in California, we understand that sometimes this takes some time to happen regardless. And so our goal is to plan for every possibility and moving forward with our vision to propel Buffalo and West New York at the forefront of the New York cannabis industry is going to happen regardless of whether this bill is or whether it legalizes or not. We really do need to educate the community on the ground. We'll continue to have community conversations as well as partner with folks like SUNY Erie to help establish cannabis curriculum that can be a pipeline. At the end of the day, I've jokingly said this before, but as an executive, I have never complained about more time to plan. And in essence, if there isn't a legalization that happens, it just gives us more time to plan, more time to really educate the community, re-educate the community, and bring people more up to speed with what's going on around the world and around the rest of the country.
And just kind of, you know, little off track here, if it does pass, are you planning on the construction of the campus pretty soon thereafter?
Well, obviously, our goal is to support the passing of a bill that's going to create community impact and community reinvestment. We are definitely in support of the revised MRTA, but the reality is that we still have to go ahead and get a license to operate. So our first order of business and my first order of business as a president when this passes is to, again, get our ducks in the row, as we'll have to wait for regulations to come out and then submit as everyone else would. So it wouldn't be as passed, and then we go right to development because we still want to get a license to actually do business in the city of Buffalo.
And then, of course, you'd have to go through the various planning boards and stuff like that, I'd assume.
Yeah, well, we're actually at a point now where we've gotten a lot of those things approved as to how we want to set up, but it will be a continued conversation with the city and the various planning boards as to when we get started. But the first and foremost will be securing a license to do business.
And then last question, and this is more on the state of legalization in New York in general. How big of a stain or failure would it be if the state legislature can't agree upon something that really seemed like a slam dunk just several months ago? And when I say something, I mean recreational legalization.
I'm not sure if it's a fail necessarily. I won't judge it that way. Again, we remain very hopeful that both the governor and those folks in the Assembly and the Senate understand the importance of legalizing a bill that makes sense, that is smart for New York. But we also know that it's not an easy endeavor. This is a new industry that we're starting, and there are several ways to skin a cat. And our hope is, of course, that we create an industry that is the best possible industry. And so if that doesn't happen this year, I wouldn't necessarily count that as a fail. A lot of other states have moved too quickly sometimes, and it hasn't been that great for them. And they've had to go back and, undo some of the things that they did. I think what we love about this bill is that it's been very thoughtful from the beginning. It really stems from about 6 years of work and investigation on the part of the Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples Stokes, and then added additional work from the governor's office. I'm proud of the efforts that we've kind of put so far to make sure that the bill is comprehensive and really does address a number of things. But I can't call it an F if we don't, get something done this year, because this is an industry that's expected to live for generations to come. So we do want to make sure we get it right, point blank period.
Dashita, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I guess that, again, we're just excited about the fact that this has moved forward in discussion as much as it has. We, again, know that the majority of New Yorkers do support legalization, and this is an opportunity for New York to start smart as far as marijuana legalization is concerned. Being the state that arrested more people than anyone else in the country due to marijuana possession, we absolutely have to have the right notes hit here in the bill. And I think what we're seeing is revised bills that help get to the heart of the matter of some of those issues: community reinvestment, restoration, expungement and/or sealing, since New York doesn't have a formal expungement. And so we have the pieces of the puzzle there, and it's just really a matter of getting people behind it to know that the bill exists, calling your representatives for our Assembly, for a Senate, to say that you support this, and coming out locally to more community conversations, because this will not go away. It's a matter of when, not if. And so we have to continue to learn as a community about what cannabis can do to support us from a health and wellness perspective, as well as economics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.